Ashraf Garda on SAFM.
So I understand that the Defence Counsel's Charles Manisi has been warned not to lecture Senzo Mayiwa's murder investigating officer, Bato Mohola, on her duties in court. What exactly does that mean? Let's find out from someone who knows more than me, for sure. Pearl Magubane, SABC's news reporter there. Pearl, hi.
Good afternoon, Ashraf, and to the listeners.
Right, explain that opening statement.
Well, basically, we got off to a rocky start with Advocate Charles Manisi saying to the investigating officer that she's here to assist the court and not here as a member of the SAPS, and therefore should be truthful in order to help the court get to the right conclusion. However, Sergeant Mohola took offense to that, saying that she knows exactly why she's in court and she knows her duties, and she has got vast experience in you know, testifying in court, and was quite insulted by that, leading to the judge interjecting and saying that there is no need for Advocate Mnisi to lecture Mohola about how to conduct herself when on the stand.
And was there a response to that?
Yes, it was simply just that ruling to say that Mnisi should change his way of questioning Mohola, because it seemed as if it was an attack in the beginning and that he should change the line of questioning. And then he quickly moved on to, you know, the questions that he had for Mohola, that being the way they had conducted their investigation. You know, Mnisi criticized Mohola for not going to the Mayiwa family to do several interviews or to interview the family about what they know, or to inform them that they were now part of the investigating team when they came on in 2018. And also criticized her for not interviewing all the witnesses inside the house. However, Mohola said she was only tasked to interview one, that being Ntobazi Sithwala, and all the other officers had their different roles, and that's why she didn't interview the rest of the witnesses in the house.
Okay. Anything else came up that you'd like to share?
Yes, just two things. The one being that Mnisi questioned Mohola about the mastermind that the police say is behind the killing, and Mohola went on to name Kelu Khumalo as the known mastermind. He then asked why she is not before the court, but Mohola said a warrant of arrest, there's an application for that, but has not been issued, and therefore that matter is subject to the NPA and the lead investigating officer, and left it at that. Just before we adjourned as well, we heard from the judge saying that one of the defense counsels, Ngome Zulu, who represents accused one, this morning there were people that came to his house that appeared that they wanted to harm or kill him and therefore did not feel safe, and has advised Ngome Zulu to go to the police to get the necessary protection as he is entitled to that. Ngome Zulu suspects that these people are targeting him because he's involved in this case.
Okay, that's where we're going to leave it, right? Yeah?
Yes, we'll be back tomorrow in court, and we're expecting a new witness.
And we'll talk then. Pearl Magubane, SABC News reporter, following the Senzo Mayiwa trial. Don't forget the NPA and their thoughts around dispute resolution and big business around the NPA investigations.